Wally Homaha is kindly with us. Wally's just been appointed as the chair of the Tararua Lakes Trust and, of course, our former deputy police commissioner. Thanks for joining us, Wally. Tēnā koe. I appreciate your time this morning. I know you're busy.
Kia ora, Dale. Morena koutou.
You're out of hui already, so people want a piece of you right from the get-go. Yeah? Is this trust work, Wally?
Yes, absolutely. And taking some good advice from members of the of previous boards. And also, Dale, just having a kōrero about the legacy of this board that was established in 1924. And so I've had discussions about, you know, the mana of those leaders that fought for so much within Te Aroha, and what a privilege it is now to be able to sit in the chair and look at how we can meet the needs and welfare of our people for the next generation. So I'm really excited about having been appointed to the role.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I was wondering where you might resurface, Wally. I'm intrigued at the potential for international perspectives, policing, and how you might contribute to a First Nations or an Indigenous perspective into some of those practices and processes. But this one caught me a little bit by surprise. I didn't, A, know that you were interested in the work of the Tararua Lakes Trust, but to be the chair and the deputy, I might add, too, is Tūturor Flavel. So a couple of heavy-hitting Māori men steering the ship, so to speak. What are some of the major issues that the trust that you spearhead now, Wally, are facing in 2025?
Well, we, as you know, in the 2006 settlement for the Tararua Lakes Trust, and it was sort of reconfigured, we have management of the 14 lakes within Tararua and also responsible for the 56 iwi that have ownership in those lakes or contribute to the well-being of those lakes. So, you know, we've got to get the restoration process right. We've got to look at research into cleaning up our lakes. We've got to look at the contributions that Te Aroha can get from the management of those lakes. We'll look for opportunities in the commercial area around what's viable in terms of getting any financial gain for our people in the future. Yeah, how can we manage 14 lakes and ignore the resources that probably sit within the lakes and work alongside of government or other respective partners to continually uplift and support our people going forward? Look, Dale, when I think about, as I mentioned, the previous leaders that were on their board, when the changeover from dollars and cents in 1967 went from pounds, shillings and pence to dollars and cents. In 1968, my dad applied to the Tararua Trust Board for money to support me to go to Hātepetra. So, you know, when I think back to what the Trust Board did, and it wasn't just about education, it was around the whole social spectrum. So again, our focus is how can we support our young people in education and employment and early child education, kōhangareo, all of those areas, but also maintain the focus on our core business, which was the management of those lakes. You know, as you know, Tarawera, Okataina, all good fishing grounds, you know, but what compensation comes back to Te Aroha through those lakes? And I guess that's a discussion that I want to have with the regional, Bapiti Regional Council, Rotorua Lakes Council, and look at the tripartite arrangement that was put in place by government all those years ago for the management of those lakes. So I think, you know, just in short, and I'm still going through all the financial position of our commercial company. You know, we've got kiwi fruit farms, dairy farming, kiwi fruit. Property and all of those things need to be managed and have proper insights, oversights to ensure that, you know, the right revenues are coming off those investment properties.
Interesting, really interesting. I mean, excuse my ignorance, please, Wally. I thought, oh, the Rotorua Lakes Trust, they manage the water on the lakes, yes, but I'm thinking, hell, that wouldn't spend too much dosh. But, you know, you might have bordering properties, I'm not quite sure. Give our listeners, please, an idea of the size and scope of the trust, its financial situation, which I could probably access, but you're with us. So, you know, how do you make your dough And how can we ensure that, you know, you're making enough dosh to do the jobs that you want to do going forward?
Well, you know, without disclosing anything at this point in time, that's what I will be working through with the management team. We've got great chief executive at the moment, an interim chief executive. We've got to look at the commercial company and the viability of the commercial company in terms of the investments that they've made. There is great opportunity, you know, with some companies, you could be asset rich and cash poor. I've got to ensure that, that we can generate enough cash flow to maintain the stability of the parent company, as well as looking at how the commercial company operates. So, you know, we've had to sell down one of our companies in Makatu on the coast, Makatu Pies, but we've also looked at a partnership with the company that's taken over, that's Montana Foods, a national company, and building the relationship with them to ensure that we've still got skin in the game. So we've gone through a restructuring phase with the board, with the management team, but we will build our capacity and ensure that we continue to build both the capacity and capability of our people with the right skills and with the right management framework in place. Plus also, Dale, having the right people on with the commercial nous to be able to take us forward. I reflect on my time as the inaugural chair of Te Aroha Group Holdings, which was our settlement company around 11 affiliates iwi within Te Aroha. So when the old people said to me, you will be the inaugural chair of the commercial company and we'll give you a lesson in financial management. So the financial management lesson 101 they gave me was, don't lose our bloody money, boy. So from there on in, Dale, that company from $36 million in cash that was put up to us by within 4 to 5 years, that had increased to over $120 million in total group assets. So, you know, there are ways and means of looking at it, so long as you've got the right people, the right mindset, and the right due diligence over what investments look good. So we've got a lot of work to do ahead of us, and I'm under no illusion how hard this work is. But getting back to your point about international services inside of policing, so I'm still doing that, Daryl. I'm still doing that. I'm sitting next to a mate of mine whose name is Daryl, and I keep getting that mixed up. But anyway, Dale, so I am doing that. As you know, I was in the States with the Indigenous community over there with the American Indians at a Native Law Enforcement conference. And I am probably looking to go back either to Phoenix this year to continue talks with the governor and look at the things that we did inside of policing in this country and how we can work with the Indians in that country and share some of the initiatives and the programs that we did. And also, I'm currently in Fiji, working alongside the Fijian police force at the moment and back there on the 8th of this month. So, yeah, that work continues. And over and above that, yeah, the contribution back to my people in Te Aroha is probably going to take priority over all things at the moment, Dale. So, yeah, a lot of mahi ahead of us, mate.
Very good. I can imagine now a karaoke machine in the main office at Te Aroha Lakes Trust. But also, mate, more seriously, pleased to see that this is meaningful work for you, that you're not unfamiliar with it. And I guess the challenge put by our old people to you all those years ago is as solid today as it was then. Don't lose the money, Wally. Don't lose the money.
Yeah, 100%, man. You know, look, I had the pleasure of working alongside Uncle Toby Curtis. So in fact, he was my first 15 coach at Hatopeta. So our relationship went back years. I also worked with Arapeta Tahana, who was the chair of the board, and Iria Moke. And I had all of these great leaders sitting beside me, even when I was in policing in the Wairiki district, with people like Joe Mason, who ran their trust board, Uncle Hori Dean from Raukoa, Wally Papa, Rahui's dad, or Timu. All of these fellows sat, I had the privilege of sitting and learning from the, all those years ago. So whilst I might have been, people can get quite parochial and think, what's that policeman doing running a commercial company or running a board? I mean, I was sitting in that space with all of those great leaders all those years ago.
Looking forward to conversations with you as we move forward. All the best with the mahi here, and stand proud with all the skill sets that you've developed over the years. I'm sure they'll be useful for the vehicles that ask you to tautoko. Tēnā koe, Chief. Good
Yeah.
talking with you again.
And
I look forward to.
all the best to you, Dale. All the best to you, and all the best for the new year. And thank you for all your support over the years that I spent in policing. And I look forward to our continued support while I'm back in Te Aroha.
Thanks very much. Enjoy Civvy Street. It's good out
Kia
here.
ora.
It's good out here on Civvy Street. Good stuff. Wally Homaha
Yeah.
with us. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thank you.
Aye.